the Rakshasa scout, went and reported to Ravan.
I did my job according to your instructions, but my efforts were fruitless. They were rough with me and made me feel thankful to be allowed to come back. Ram, to whom it was a sport to slay Virata, Kabunda, Kar, and others, has arrived with the army of Sugriv. They have somehow come to know of the place where Sita is held captive. The bears and monkeys have crossed the sea and are standing ready for battle at Lanka's shore. Oh, the visible earth is covered all over with this army. There is nothing to be gained by discussions and debates. Their hate can only be quenched with our blood. Oh, King, please consider well what needs to be done and do it.
And then he added with fear in a suppressed voice,
We may yet escape if Sita is restored.
Ravan was enraged.
What did you say? Don't ever talk to me of Sita being restored. They do not know my strength to talk like this. I can slay the gods, the Vanars, the Celestials, anyone. And you will see how this wretched fellow Ram and his army will be destroyed.
Ravan believed what he said. He had dwelt long on his previous achievements, and, filled with pride, had become foolishly obstinate. Then he sent for two of his ministers and told them,
Scouts have come and reported that a large army has built a causeway to Lanka and has come over here. This is indeed strange news, but as yet nothing serious has happened. Go and observe the enemy and bring me a full and detailed report of their strength.
Accordingly, the spies assumed the shape of Vanars, and coming to Ram's camp and mixing with the other Vanars, they looked all around. But Vibhishan, discovering their disguise, caught hold of them and produced them before Ram. They pleaded that they were messengers sent by their king and prayed for release. Ram said,
Show them our army. Let them have a good look around before they return. Give them free and full opportunity to see our strength.
He turned to the Rakshasa messengers and said, When you go back to Ravan, tell him, The strength on which you relied when you carried Sita away is to be put to the test now. Your fortress, your city, and your army will be destroyed. Ram's darts will pierce your body. Yes, convey this message to your king. The spies went back to Ravan and said,
O King, we were discovered by the Vibhishan and were in fear of death, but Ram would not let them kill us and ordered our release. O King, our enemies are determined. Ram, Lakshman, Sugriv, the Vanar King, and Vibhishan, they are all of one mind. It is difficult for us to prevail against an army led by such warriors. We have seen Ram, the son of Dasarath. He impressed us as being strong enough by himself to destroy our city and army. We have seen the courage of the Vanars and their eagerness for battle. Oh, Master, it is not expedient to do battle with them. It seems best to restore Sita to Ram. Please consider what should be done.
The advice was sincere and well meant, but Ravan could not control his fury.
Even if the whole world turns against me, I shall not yield to fear. even if the gods, celestials, and Vanars join together to oppose me, I shall not return Sita. Because you were thrashed by the enemy, you give me this cowardly advice. How faint-hearted! There is no foe who can vanquish me.
Having said this, he went to his high tower and surveyed the enemy's strength. His ministers and officers were with him. Those who had gone out to reconnoiter described at length the Vanar chiefs and the army behind them. They recounted the strength of that huge army of bears and monkeys gathered together from the far-flung forests, mountains, and river valleys of the world. They spoke of their physical strength and courage, their firm devotion to Ram, and their unity and eagerness to slay the Rakshasas. All those who had gone confirmed this. Then one of them said,
"Look, that majestic and graceful youth with matted hair and bow in hand, that's Ram. Just see how he looks round him with eyes of love and command, and how his glances seem to brighten the quarters and to fill all with devotion and confidence. The mighty armed warrior near him is his brother Lakshman, just a peerless bowman and Ram's second soul. And look, over there, next to him, that's Sugriv, wearing Vali's garland. He is the equal of Vali himself. And over there, next to him, that's Vibhishan, your brother. It is not easy to vanquish such warriors. So consider well and take all steps necessary for victory in such a situation."
As the ministers extolled the strength of the enemy, Ravan's rage grew more and more furious. This is the way of a tyrant. The wise king is never angry with those who bring him true information or with ministers who give him good advice for his welfare. But now Ravan's mind was confused. He had no use for true facts or good advice. His thought followed a strange line. He judged Ram by his own character. He thought that if Sita could be made to somehow yield to him, Ram would return home disgraced and brokenhearted. Hence he resolved to make one last attempt with a different technique. He sought the help of a Rakshasa sorcerer and said,
"Prepare a head which looks so exactly like Ram's that it will deceive Ram's nearest and dearest into believing it is his. When I send for you, come to the park where Sita is incarcerated and place it before her."
The sorcerer agreed to do as he was bidden. Then Ravan went once again to the Ashok Park and tried to beguile Sita. He said,
"Your husband and his army have been destroyed. My warriors crossed the sea, and attacking Ram and his monkeys when they were tired and asleep, killed them all. A warrior has brought the head of your husband for me to see. Why do you still persist in your obstinacy? Join my wives now and reign as their chief. Take my advice and become the queen of Lanka."
Then he ordered a Rakshasa to fetch the sorcerer. The conjurer came and placed before Sita a head which looked exactly like Ram's. Startled by the sight, Sita cried,
"Oh, Providence, is this my fate?"
and broke into hopeless lamentation. Meanwhile, Ram's army had come close to Lanka, and the ministers and generals sent word to Ravan desiring an immediate interview. Ravan, therefore, had to leave Sita at once and go to the assembly hall. Ravan's presence was necessary to keep up the sorcerer's illusion. So when he left the place, the apparition of Ram's head vanished like smoke. Sarama, who was a lady of the royal household, posted as a companion to Sita, consoled her, explaining the illusion. She said,
No one has killed Ram. He has reached Lanka at the head of a great army. They have built a wonderful causeway across the sea and are all over Lanka like a submerging ocean. The Rakshasas are panic-stricken. Ravan is only trying to deceive you through sorcery. Several ministers advise Ravan to restore you and save himself by unconditional submission, but he would not listen to them. I may perish in battle, he said, but I will not bow a suppliant before Ram. I shall never return Sita and beg for peace. Holy lady, no harm can come to you. Ram will surely triumph, and this wicked one will perish.
Even as Sarama was speaking, the noise of the drums and trumpets sounded by the Vanar army reached Sita's ears and filled her with joy. She knew that Ravan's end was near. The Rakshasas in Lanka heard the same noise and trembled in fear.